Okay, this is the audio for Age of Exploration. This is the standard version. If you have the ER version, head back to the website and grab that version instead. All right, so what is it? The Age of Exploration refers to the period of time from about 1400 until about 1600. During this time, a handful of European states, primarily like Spain, Portugal, France, and the Netherlands, they focused a lot of their attention on exploring lands that were previously unknown to Europeans and finding ways to exploit those lands. Next section, background. So after the fall of Rome in the 400s, Europe declined immensely as a trading power, especially sea trade. But however, starting around 1200, European sea trade began to grow considerably. This is partly due to political factors. The naval strength of the caliphate was declining during this time. There were some new states in northern Europe that were encouraging sea trade on the Atlantic, which previously had been pretty empty. However, it was also due to the arrival of new naval technologies from China, which was diffusion facilitated by the Mongols. There was the compass, most famously, but there were also multi-mast ships, lateen sails, sternpost rudders, all important sailing inventions that made their way from China and dramatically improved European sailing. Next section, Henry the Navigator, 1415 to 1460. So, growing European naval strength was first put to the task of exploration by a guy named Prince Henry the Navigator of Portugal. He wanted to take control of the trade that crossed the Sahara Desert, and this trade came through Muslim lands and brought large amounts of gold, and Henry decided the easiest way to do this was to go around the Sahara by sea. Starting around 1415, he began to commission naval expeditions to go down the coast of Africa, and to help with this work, his fortress became a world center of maps and naval research. A new ship called the Caravel was designed here, which could travel long distances at great speed, at least compared to other ships of the time. His explorers did find gold, but more importantly, they started to trade slaves. By his death, Portugal had become a booming hub for the slave trade. Next section, Da Gama, 1497. So Vasco da Gama, a Portuguese explorer, discovered that you could sail around Africa in 1497. And this gave Portugal a direct link to the Indian Ocean, along with all the spices, tea, and silk that came from the Indian Ocean. This allowed Europeans to take control of trade from that region, cutting off the last great economic strength of the already declining caliphate. Columbus, 1492. So in 1492, Christopher Columbus arrived in Cuba and Hispaniola, which he thought were China and Indonesia, and after a few years, it became clear that they were something else entirely. Columbus was looking for gold, which he never found, but desperate to make money from his voyages, he turned to slavery. The Taino, who were native to those areas, were forced into mines and onto plantations, where they made enormous profits for the Spanish. These profits were so great that other Spaniards began to create slave plantations as well. When the Taino were driven to extinction, Spain turned to African slaves to fill the void. Over the next few decades, most of the Caribbean is conquered and turned into slave plantations. Conquest of Mexico, 1520 to 1530. Still on the hunt for gold, Spain turned its attention to the American mainland. In 1520, Hernan Cortes sailed an army of mercenary soldiers called conquistadors into what is now central Mexico, and there he challenged the Aztec Empire that ruled there. The Aztecs were a powerful empire, but not well-loved by the people that they had conquered. They were great at conquest, but bad at assimilation and pacification. And many of these conquered people joined forces with Cortes. The Aztec Empire lost a couple of battles, but it was really the ensuing wave of disease that ended the empire. After 1521, the empire collapsed, and after that, the Spanish turned to the other native peoples and had all of Central America under their control by about 1530. These areas were, of course, also subject to slave plantations. Conquest of the Inca, 1532 to 1572. The conquest of the Aztecs made Cortes fabulously wealthy. Other soldiers now began to make more and more expeditions of conquest, and one of them, named Francisco Pizarro, took a small army into the Inca Empire. The Spanish forces defeated the Inca army at the Battle of Cajamarca and took the emperor hostage. The Inca were briefly subdued, but soon after rebelled, and Spain needed decades before the empire was completely conquered. The entire country was then turned into a massive plantation system, where many of the native Inca would be worked to death in cruel encomiendas. The Columbian Exchange. The interaction between Europe and the Americas started a wave of diffusion known as the Columbian Exchange. During this time, a huge number of things were diffused between the two continents. The Americas, of course, got all sorts of new technology and religions and cultures also followed. But most notably, the Columbian Exchange diffused organisms. New food crops like tomatoes, garlic, avocados, chili peppers, wheat, corn, new animals like horses and cows and turkeys, and diseases like smallpox, influenza, the plague, and typhus. Last section, the Great Dying. Far more than any conquest, the Americas were devastated by diseases. In many places, 95% of the population died between 1500 and 1600. The cause of this massive death toll was European diseases, the smallpox, typhus, the plague, influenza, and others. All of the great killers of Eurasian history, they all converged on the Americas more or less all at once. And this resulted in a total collapse of society in many parts of the Americas, and numerous towns and villages were left deserted by the diseases. However, there's also an incorrect assumption made because of this. Many people characterize the Americas as having been emptied because of the diseases, and this is not true. Populations did rebound after the diseases, and many parts of the Americas had large populations after the diseases had left, populations that would later be conquered, moved, or killed. All right, and that is the end.